Grace and peace to you. Friends, hello. In our service later on today, we're celebrating a baptism. The baptism of my little nephew. I anticipate crying whilst I baptise him. To be honest, I cry often when I baptise people. The very first baptism I celebrated was about 5.5 years ago. And throughout the process, I was fine. But when it came to sing the Aaronic blessing, I found my eyes leaking like crazy. I was so overcome by the joy and the love and the Holy Spirit as she blew around the room, I wept. We often associate tears with sadness, but these were tears of unabashed delight. And who knows how I'm going to feel when I baptise my nephew. I may simply dissolve into a puddle on the floor. Responding to things around us, it's a natural thing. And to be honest, I think if we encounter things that are significant and moving, we should respond in a significant way. A way that we genuinely feel inside. Our reading today is about responding to things around us. So let's hear that now. One day, Jesus was teaching, and Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting there. They'd come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." The Pharisees and the teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, "Who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, "Why are you thinking these things in your heart? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and walk? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat and go home." Immediately he stood up in front of them, took what he had been lying on and went home praising God. Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, "We have seen remarkable things today." An account from Luke, but full of response, and very much a life-changing encounter. It starts with the response of a group of friends to hearing of Jesus, and a hope that Jesus would respond to their friend who was paralysed. And when they're faced with what looked like the impossible, they responded by breaking through the roof to care for their friend. Jesus responds to the man who is paralysed and forgives his sins. That is, Jesus says, "I don't care what you've done. I want to restore your relationship with the divine." The religious pomp of the day are no doubt furious at the damaged roof and the petulance of the group of friends, and even more so that possibly Jesus would and could forgive. Jesus then responds to this by calling their bluff and asking the man to take up his mat and walk, which he did. And all who saw this happen responded by praising God. But what does it mean? It means that as you come to God, look to Christ, seek the Holy Spirit, that the Creator of all that is good will respond to you. We are to show that as we seek God, God responds and wants to be reconciled in love with you. We see that some people will think this is just a nonsense. We see that an encounter with the divine is genuinely life-changing. And then we hear of praises sung. Over the last 3 weeks, we've looked at being called by God, encountering God, and today responding to God. God calls you as you are, loving you as you are in this very moment. the encounter with God reminds us that we need to forgive ourselves and we need to forgive others, because releasing those burdens and seeking to make yourself and the world a better place is a rebellious act of love. And our response to God, our response to all that is good and all that is loving, our response is a visceral and visible act of praise. It's found in my tears when I'm overcome with joy and the Holy Spirit during a baptism. It's found in the choirs of voices that sing to God. It's found in responding to cries of a child whom you love, or the need of a stranger, because both are acts of love. When things are important, when encounters mean something, we respond in emotional and physical ways. An encounter with God, it's not just something that's nice, but a true encounter with love demands a loving action in response. You are called by God. Will you respond? You are loved by God. Will you respond? Love can change your life. So will you respond?